Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to the Generations Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in this Sunday morning. And this is Percy Ihara, your host every Sunday morning here on 101.1. And guys, leave it on your channel in your car. You can go to Spectrum 883, listen on your TV when your wife tells you to turn off the sports, like my wife does sometimes. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. We have a great, hope you had a great weekend and enjoying life and traveling. I'm going to Japan soon. I can't wait. The yen as of Friday or Thursday, September 26th. I believe it was. It was 149. Like, wow. I got to text my wife. Should we go buy some yen, some dollars? But I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, thanks to the BBG girls, Beta Beta Gamma from University of Hawaii for being our cover story for beautiful ladies. Still very active in the community. Still giving back. Still mentoring ladies from the University of Hawaii. Still have their foundation going. 75 years, guys. And when I got a lot of thank yous from them and emails and texts and calls, but really it's thanking them. They're the reason why it's still going on for 75 years. Well, give them a lot of credit. Thanks for Lynn for writing the story, but it was a fantastic story. So check it out because we are starting to do more events every year, every month. The first one is Kahala Mall. I believe it's October 20th. It's going to be all day, nine to two o'clock, I believe. It's a great event. We're going to have all our partners there. We take up most of the mall. It's from 10 to 2 o'clock, by the way. Kahala Mall, October 20th, which is a Friday. I will take up a good portion of the mall with a bunch of exhibit booths there. YMCA is going to be doing some things out there as well. Also, Saturday, November 18th, one of my favorite events is the Mayor's 47th Annual Craft and Country Fair. That's where I buy a lot of my gifts for the season for my family, friends. I like to buy the Silk Lays. They always have food. But it's really to support all the senior clubs. There is over 20-something in them on Oahu. They bring out all their fairs and cooking things and make things and a lot of pottery. If you like pottery, I still use a thing I bought about 8 years ago. It's a little stool that I put on my shoes every morning with. It's so good. Anyway, some great deals. It's free. Just check it out. November 18th, 9 to 1 o'clock, by the way. It's free Saturday at the Neil Blaisdell Exhibition Hall. So if you're looking for something small or some poo-poos, if you like pickled mangoes, all those kind of stuff, it's really good. Also, we started our Realities of Aging workshops at the Big City Diner. So thanks to Lane over at Big City Diner for being one of our sponsors for the Realities of Workshops. We do them three times a month. We just had our first one this past week at Waipio Big City Diner. The next one is October 4th at Kaimuki Big City Diner from 2 to 5. And then we go to Kaneohe Windward Mall, October 11th, 8:30 to 11:30. So check out the magazine. It's also on our website, generations808.com. There are about 3 hours. It's an interactive workshop about all the different various aspects of aging, from retirement years to home equity lines of credit, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, long-term care planning. We provide a lot of resources for caregiving, also healthy aging, financial legal tips, and much, much more. So when I say interactive, we want our guests to come and interact with the group. I'll ask a lot of questions, see what's going on. I always tell people, bring something to write with, take down good notes. Because three things I want you to answer about that workshop is, what are your needs for the rest of your life? What are your wants for the rest of your life? And your concerns for the rest of your life. And the reason why I say the rest of your life is that you got to start planning ahead of time. Planning, I mean, nobody wants to think about dying. nobody's thinking about when you're going to have a heart attack or even a long-term care facility, but things are going to happen in life that's going to come up. And so we just try to walk you through what's going to happen down the road and give you some resources, give you some options to think about. So check them out, generations808.com. As you know, all our past radio shows are there. But don't forget, the workshops flyer is right there in the middle of the web of our website. Also, our Facebook page, we'll have many different postings about the workshops coming up. So this is October 1st. Right now, if you're getting close to be 65, or if you are already 65 and have Medicare, it's something that changes almost every year, just about every year, some aspects of Medicare. So we have our partner here from Financial Benefits Insurance, the president of Financial Benefits Insurance, Travis Motosui. So welcome to the show, Travis.
Thank you, Percy, for having me here.
Yeah, I mean, you're the one of the first people I call. As you know, I text you all the time about Medicare questions because I want to be able to get information quickly, resources quickly, hand off to different people because I will tend to forget as well. When I do my workshops, I always tell them, ask a question when you have a question. Don't wait till I stop talking because you're going to forget it unless you write it down. But I want to be able to be current and all things that we do. And I know with Medicare enrollment period coming up, first of all, tell us where Financial Benefits Insurance works. I know you have a lot of languages. A lot of your agents speak different languages. So give us a little background on Financial Benefits Insurance.
So we started our agency back in 2010. So back in 2010, of course, we were just starting up, so our agency was not as big. And then we just so our address is located at 1311 Kapiolani Boulevard, right across from right at the corner of Pico and Kapiolani. At the Hawaiian National Bank building. So it's very close by Ala Moana. So very accessible for people to go. We also have an office as well in the Seafood City in Waipahu. We also have a thing at the Marketplace in Chinatown as well, Mauna Kea Marketplace in Chinatown area. And we also do the expand as well into Vegas as well as in Houston. Languages, we have various languages. We have Hawaiian, we have Japanese, Mandarin, Cantonese, Ilocano, Tagalog. We also have Korean. We also have Portuguese as well. We also
Portuguese?
Have Spanish. Yes.
Wow.
One of our agents, he served a mission actually in Portugal, and so he can speak Portuguese pretty fluently as well.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know. See, that's why I do these shows. That's how I learn everything about Medicare. And you said, did you mention what states you're in, what cities you're located also?
So we're located in, the places we have offices in and we do business as well is going to be Salt Lake City, Vegas, in Vegas and Henderson area. We have an office over there. We also have an office in Houston as well.
Yeah, I know you did Houston. Can I ask why Houston?
Well, we went to Houston because a lot of people do go from Hawaii, do travel to Houston.
Really?
Yes, more than you think.
Huh, I thought it'd be Dallas.
Dallas is, yeah, a lot of people go to Texas in general, but Houston, we like the Houston area.
Because I know there's a lot of Polynesians in Dallas because of American Airlines, I believe.
Yes.
A lot of workers over there for American Airlines. But, I mean, I love Houston. Austin is very, very entertaining. They have a lot of commercial stuff over there. And, of course, Vegas. Who doesn't love Vegas? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've actually met somebody in my workshop recently. Never been to Vegas.
Wow.
That's what I said. I don't mean to laugh, but I get it. You know, I have a family member who doesn't love Vegas, doesn't like the smoke, doesn't like the people.
Correct.
You know, doesn't get gambling. You know, $20 and that was it.
All you can eat is pretty good over there.
Yeah, but the prices aren't that cheap anymore.
Well, there's some places.
You know, I do like the sushi place, and I just found out a trick about sushi. It's like $38 for sushi.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did, when my friend goes, hey, you know, you're going to get stuff on all the rice, right? So he's order just the sashimi.
Oh.
For $10 more.
Well, to me, I like to order just the nigiri sushis. If you order the rolls, that's where you get too much rice. And then to me, my favorite place to go is Top Sushi.
Okay, you better write it down. I'm going in December.
Yes, that to me is my favorite all-you-can-eat place in Vegas.
Okay. Anyway, Travis, thanks for coming in. I know you spoke at our workshop recently, but is there any exciting new things coming up for Medicare that you learned about just recently?
There's a lot of different changes going on with Medicare. Even this year, some changes happened on. With this year, they moved some of the vaccines. They made some of the vaccines at no cost.
Which ones are those?
So the one is the shingles vaccine. That one used to be under Medicare Part D, as in David, prescriptions where they have to probably pay a deductible and then have to get a 2 shots. And that was around tier three, roughly around $45 for each shot, for 2 shots. But in 2023, they moved that shingles vaccine, they moved it into the regular vaccine that's covered under original Medicare Part. And so now you can be able to get your shingles vaccines done at zero cost under that.
I know they reduced the age as well, right?
They reduced the age for?
That they'll cover it.
Oh.
Because when I got shingles at 58, 57, mm-hmm. 5 years ago, it was 60. I said, I asked my friend over, Steven Ito, the nurse practitioner guy who's in a magazine. I said, why did I know about it earlier? He goes, insurance doesn't cover that. Now it goes down to 50, 55?
Around 55, yes.
Yeah. So, in fact, I called about 10 of my friends, and they're all younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I believe all but two are younger than 50, and they got shingles. I said, well, they got to reduce the age. And you know, guys, if you haven't got the shot, get the shot. I was on the ground, lying on the floor for 9 days, I believe it was. Now, the reason why I was lying on the floor is that I need to be able to position the ice carefully on my side. If I tried on my couch, it wouldn't work good. So I had to lie on my side and position the ice. Ice is the best thing that saved me. Because the medication, by the time you get the medication, it doesn't work. Right. But I'll tell you, I watched almost everything on Netflix. Huh. Some interesting shows on Netflix. But anyway, get the shot because it's all stress-related.
Correct.
It's all stress-related. Of course, you got to have chicken pox, right?
Correct. That's like the chicken pox for adults, pretty much. That's how I know it is. And that's probably one of the vaccines I would probably get myself is that shingles.
You never had that?
The chicken pox?
Shingles.
Shingles? No, I'm too young yet. But
what about your father? Has your father got shingles?
My father did not get it, but he got the shingles shot.
Okay.
And just make sure there was 2 shots. Yeah, the old shot was a Vosavax shot. That one was only 50% effective.
Right.
And so the new one that they have is the Shingrix one. That one is more effective.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, especially if you're high stress. I was supposed to be the host of our interactive regenerative medicine conference starting on Thursday. I think I got it Monday. Hmm. It was the stress I had about being the host MC of this conference. A bunch of doctors about regenerative medicine. Like, oh my God, like, geez. But yeah, guys, it's kind of painful. It'll put you down for sure. You're not going to want to work for like 8, 9, 10 days. So get the shingles shots. Okay, any other?
The other one is a new one that they started covering is the RSV vaccine. That stands for Respiratory Syncytial Virus Vaccine.
I heard about that.
So that's the new one that they started covering. That's the new one I would probably look at getting as well. That you have to be 60 and above to get that RSV vaccine.
Oh, 60?
60 and above, correct.
Okay. What else?
That's basically the main changes in 2023 this year, but next year, 2024, they are making some changes for next year, 2024.
Yeah, guys, you better get a paper and pencil and write this stuff down, because this changes in 2024 is going to be impressive.
Yeah. So basically the changes going on in 2024, one of the changes is that the low-income subsidy program, they're going to no longer have levels of the low-income subsidy program. So before, in this year, they had levels of low-income subsidy. So basically, if you had limited income and assets, you might be able to, if you didn't qualify for Medicaid, you can still be able to qualify for a federal program that can be able to help pay for your Part B as well as lower your cost for your medications. And then if you qualified under this year in 2023, basically it would be different levels, the low income subsidy 1, LIS 2, LIS 3, LIS 4, LIS 4. And basically, depending on your low income subsidy level, is basically how much you would pay for your prescriptions and things.
So it'll be discounted to money, whatever level.
Correct.
It is.
But in 2024, coming up in next year, 2024, what's going to happen is those benefits for those, everyone's going to be on the same level. There is no LIS 1, 2, 4.
Really?
There's only going to be low income subsidy level, and everyone will have the full benefits offered in 2024 if they do qualify for low-income subsidy. Another thing they're going to do is they're going to raise the low-income subsidy level. This year is 135% of the federal poverty level. Next year it would be 150% of the federal poverty level. So if you did not qualify or barely did not qualify this year, 2023, possibly you will qualify in 2024.
So they would call one of your agents to find out?
We can be able to help you out to see if you qualify. Of course, next year the rules are going to change. We don't know what the income levels are going to be for 2024. I do know what the income levels for 2023 are right now.
What is that?
So the income levels for 2023, if you're single, that would be $1,953.75 for a single, or for a couple, $2,632.50 for a couple. And resources have to be for singles. It does not count your house, does not count your car, does not count your wedding ring, but the resources for singles would be under $15,510. And for couples, under $30,950, then you may be able to qualify for extra help in 2023.
Okay? So you always mention extra help. What does that mean?
Extra help, basically, it will help take care of your deductibles, your co-payments, and some premiums for any Part D drug plan or for a Medicare Advantage plan if you do have a Medicare Advantage plan as well.
Okay.
Okay, and then with those levels, basically, in Hawaii, they say around 52% of the seniors in Hawaii do qualify for this low-income subsidy program. So it's a lot. But with that said, they're raising the levels from 135% of federal poverty level to 150%. So those people that may have not qualified barely in 2023, I advise you to apply for 2024 because they are raising the levels.
And so guys, this is really, really important. So hopefully whoever comes to our workshops, if you're not there, make sure they have these slides,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because that's really, really important. I've gotten a number of my clients and friends on this program here because they didn't even know about it. A lot of seniors don't know about it. When you say 52% of our population can qualify, really?
Yes, 52% qualify because Hawaii is an expensive place to live. So they did raise up the levels a little bit for Hawaii versus the mainland.
And how many people of that 50% do you think that qualify technically are on this plan program?
I would say a lot of them are, but a lot of them are not as well because a lot of the people don't know about it. I would say a lot of people where English is their second language, they all know about these kind of programs. But people, the locals, a lot of them might not know about it. So that's the reason why my job in my eyes is to make sure that all the locals are aware of these programs that can help them because a lot of them are not aware of them.
Because I believe we have over 28% of our population of 1.4 million was 28% of 1.4 million. You're an Ilani guy. 1.4 times 0.28. Nearly 400,000 people are over 65 in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So that means over 200,000 people could qualify for this program. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. So guys, like one of the things I was talking about in our workshop, we're trying to get people to understand, as you listen, please take this information, write it down. And you have friends, I'm sure, neighbors, people at church, relatives that may need this information. That's the key. We want to pass it forward, pass it on. So it's really good information. If not, we're going to give Travis's phone number later on, or office phone number, but you have your website as well, right? FBIHI.com. But yeah, okay, so what else?
So with that federal poverty level going up, I do have the 150% of the level for 2023 because I don't know the level for 2024, but I do know that what's going to be for 2023. So currently, if your income is around $2,116 for a single per month or $2,855 for couples per month, that's the 150% level for federal poverty level for people for 2023. Again, that income, the rates are probably going to go up next year. But that's at least if your income is that much this year, that's 150% of the federal poverty level. For the income per month. So if you maybe make under that, you might be able to qualify.
So guys, a lot of numbers Travis is throwing around here. I would suggest this radio show turn into a podcast, as they say, and it'll be on our website in about a week. You can go back and listen to it and replay it yourself if you're not taking good notes now, because there are a lot of numbers out there. Like I said, worst case, make sure you write down his number. And you can ask them specifically because there's a lot of benefits out there that a lot of people don't know about. Isn't that true, Travis?
Yes, there's a lot of benefits, a lot of benefits out there with the Medicare Advantage plans or even their supplemental plans that have some extra benefits in there as well people might not be aware of.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Another thing is going to be is for next year, they will eliminate the catastrophic Part D prescription drug coverage for those. Now, that may not pertain to too much people, but that will help out those people that take a lot of expensive medications. a lot of times they fall into what is called the coverage gap. Yeah. So basically, in this year, 2023, there's a coverage gap. So you have a deductible for the drugs. Then you have a coverage phase at which you have tier one to tier five medications, at which you have set co-payments. Then if you hit, then if your total cost of your medications equal $4,660 for 2023, you're going to fall into what is called the coverage gap, at which you're going to pay 25% for your medications. Okay. For 2024, that number is $5,030. Okay. That goes up a little bit, at which you pay 25% for 2024. And then basically after, you, next thing you look forward to is when you get to the catastrophic level, because yeah, paying 25% is a lot. Yeah. So then next thing you look forward is how do you get into the catastrophic level? And that's $7,400 this year in 2023. Next year in 2024, that's going to be $8,000. So once you hit that catastrophic level, before in 2023, you have to pay 5% of the total cost of that medication. Which, if you're taking expensive medications, usually that's around $1,000, $1,000 a month. And in the coverage gap, you're paying $250 roughly. Catastrophic level, you're paying around maybe $50. But next year, in 2024, they're getting rid of that catastrophic coverage at which you pay zero. So that's a pretty good thing. They will limit the catastrophic coverage level for the Part D prescription drug plans. So if you are taking expensive medications, you do fall into that catastrophic level. Next year, 2024, you will pay zero, not 5%.
So that's, guys, that's really, really important, especially if you know have your parents or loved one, a relative, friend taking expensive medication, because they can add up. I told a story before, but I had a relative that had bed sores. I said, you better be, my cousin, you better be careful, man. Bed sores can be lead to a lot worse, bigger sores that don't last long to heal. So they told me, okay, that's right. Well, we'll try to turn her more often. But eventually she did get more serious bed sores. So they talked to the doctor about getting, what did they do? So they got a cream. I think I called you on this about the cream. A tube of cream. I don't know what kind of cream it was, guys. It was $500. You're shaking your head, yes, right? That's a lot.
Some medications can be expensive.
Just for a tube of cream. And I think the coverage is like $200. Mm-hmm. And so they had to pay $300 out of pocket. So if you're, and especially if your loved one's at a care home or nursing facility, not in your care, make sure they do that and make sure you check. Because that's it's quite common. It doesn't have to happen, but they definitely have to move them. And turn them, making sure they're not sitting in one place for more than a few hours. But that's kind of scary thought. Correct. Paying that much for a cream. That is ridiculous. Come on.
Yes. To me, the big pharma is making all the money this year, yeah. This time. And because of that, there are some special programs the pharmaceuticals do have to help out those for the expensive medications. I just helped out one of our clients. She was taking a medication that cost around $1,500. Went to the manufacturer. And it did take a little bit of time, more so we did our paperwork, but the providers took a little bit some time. After 3 weeks, they finally sent it in, and now she just got a letter saying that it's going to be covered at 100%.
And a little side note here regarding Big Pharma. Have you seen a Big Pharma a movie on Netflix?
No,
If you have Netflix, watch the Painkiller. It's about Big Pharma and how they started off small. And how they found all these opioids. Hey, that might be work. And how they sell them. They get incentivized their salespeople to sell more. They paid pharmacists more commission as well to prescribe more. And they targeted them specifically. And it's a great movie. I think it's like 3 or 4 parts. But if you get a chance, Painkiller on Netflix. Yeah. Okay.
So another big change going on. Now, this is not going to be for next year. This is going to be in 2025. So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. I'm sorry, Trav. We got to take a short break. Hang on, guys. We're going to talk about 2025. We're going to take a short break. So don't go anywhere. If anything, get a glass of water, get a musubi, and come on back. Okay? We're here with Generation Radio and Travis Motosui from Financial Benefits Insurance.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It's free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ihara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988 and at the age of 42 got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ihara. Call him at 808-234-3117, NMLS 582-944.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, here every Sunday morning. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your friends from church. And thanks for all the guys that listen to the radio show. In fact, I was with some guys this last weekend, and Percy, you got to pronounce the words correctly. I said, what are you talking about? I was talking about Japan last time, and it's onsen, right?
Onsen, yes.
Not onsen. I am going to go into an onsen. When I'm in Japan in November, I looked on my tour thing. So I'm going to go there, see that. And then my other friend was talking about, you've been to Japan?
Yeah.
He said, there's when you go to the marketplace, they have these clams that you can ship back to Hawaii. Yeah, starts with an M. They're very famous clams. And they have a frozen pack everything for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Like how we do at macadamias here and pineapples. They have a box ready to go. You put your label on and mail it back to you. But yeah, I apologize. So I know people are listening. I get people call me, text me, or I see people almost every day. It's like, I'm kind of surprised. And actually, the lady at the Big City Diner in Waipio the other day, did you notice the lady way in the back? She had like 2-3 glasses of wine, by the way. Oh. And she was, oh, you're Mr. Ihara. I said, are you a part of this group? I was, no. I just came to have brunch. You know, he came out 11 o'clock. He goes, oh, but I listened to the radio show. I said, wow. But she just came to relax and get away from, get some alone time. But anyway, don't forget the Realities of Aging workshops are free. We will never charge for our workshops. We're going to give you great information from experts, and we'll give you the whole truth, nothing but the truth. October 4th is the next one at Kaimuki Big City Diner from 2 to 5. October 11th is Windward Mall, Kaneohe Big City Diner, 8:30, 11:30. And then October 25th, Big City Diner, Waipio again, 8:30, 11:30. You do need to make reservations. I need you to have a head count how many people coming, because we are providing food or snack at Kaimuki. But yeah, we'll give great information. And bring a paper and pencil so you take good notes. Bring a friend. Let me know the names so I can put them on my list here, because I don't want us to run out of food. Okay? So it's called The Realities of Aging. We'll cover all types of things on aging. Like I said, early in the show, three things that we want to talk about: your needs for the rest of your life, your wants for the rest of your life, and your concerns for the rest of your life. And when you come to my workshop, you'll know what I mean. So it's interesting. I had a client that came to the workshop. Did I tell you that? So anyway, she goes, oh, my brother-in-law is coming. I said, oh, good. But he's a skeptic. He knows a lot about aging. He's a smart guy. He's still working at 71 years old. And he's skeptical about reverse mortgages. It's like, that's fine. I've trained attorneys, financial advisors, CPAs, engineers, all kind. And then so I called him after the show, after the workshop in the afternoon. I said, so how was it? What did you get out of it? He goes, oh, Percy, it was so good. I really liked it. You know, in fact, my brother-in-law called me when I got home. I said, what do you mean? what did he say? He goes, that guy's really good. And the guy, Travis, really knows a lot about Medicare. And I said, good, that's what we're here for. And because he goes, yeah, because he's just a skeptic. He didn't believe anything. We told him, so I said, they told him, just come to the workshop and listen to Percy. So not to toot my own horn, but I am very trained on this stuff. If I don't know the answer, I'll get you the answer. And Medicare, you know, if anybody call, be financial benefits, insurance, and Travis. So anyway, we do have room for these. We don't want a whole lot of people, so we will cap it at a certain amount. But they're very. I can guarantee you, I will give you something that you haven't thought about or knew about aging. So anyway, we're here with Medicare. Medicare enrollment period is coming up, Travis. So where were we at? We're changes of 2025.
Correct. So just want to let you know. So we were talking about the big pharma and things. So changes in 2025, just want to know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So a lot of people, they're taking a lot of medications. They're spending a lot of the money on their prescriptions. In 2025, they decided to make a big change in that they're going to cap your prescription drug medications at $2,000 for the year.
That's big, isn't it?
That is very big. That is very, very big.
What's the cap now? The cap, 4,600?
The cap now is around $8,000 or $7,400 actually.
Wow.
For 2023. So, but in 2025, the cap is going to be $2,000. So after $2,000, pretty much you won't have to pay. As long as the medication's on the formulary, yeah. And as long as it's not a Part B medication. So there's a difference between Part D medications and Part B medications. D as in David, B as in boy. So there's two differences. Now the D as in David ones, those are the medications you pick up from your local pharmacy. Yeah. And those are the ones you take at your home. Part B medications, B as in boy, those are the ones that you go to a doctor's office. Maybe you have degenerative macular eye disease. You have stomach cancer. You get a shot into your eye, get a shot in your stomach. Those ones are very expensive. Those ones are Part B medications because they're administered in the doctor's office. And those ones are part of original Medicare part of things. Okay, so the Part D as in David, the ones you pick up from your local pharmacy, that's the ones that go towards that $2,000. If out of your pocket comes out of $2,000 for that year, then you will not pay any more for that calendar year as long as your medications are on that formulary of the plan you choose. Another thing is some people are thinking, hey, $2,000, that's still too expensive. I might not be able to pay that $2,000 all in that 1 month of January. They are going to give you an option as long as you opt into that program at the beginning of the year. You can pay it in monthly installments. So that $2,000 can divide it by 12, and that'll be $166 per month for the year.
So, guys, hope you wrote that down. That's big, but that's not the 2025.
Correct.
But that is big. So remember at the workshop I asked you about the formulary because, you know, they're hearing about this new Alzheimer's dementia drug, right?
Mm-hmm.
$26,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. I'm obviously
they
you
are
know
saying
yet.
They are saying it's supposed to be covered, but again, I am not sure. So that's
when
why
you say formularies, you mean certain drugs will be covered and when or will not.
Certain drugs will have to be covered, but they have to list in each category. Usually it is. But again, I'm not sure exactly in 2025. That's what I told my agents. And we got to make sure our clients are aware of the formulary, making sure they got to recheck in 2025 of which medications they are taking. Make sure that's listed on their formularies of the plans they have.
Don't let it to chance. Always call your agent. If you're not an agent, your agent's not with financial benefits. Can they still call your agents?
Because yeah, I want
to make sure that they get the right information because not all agents are on top of things. Not all agents return calls. Not all agents provide the best service.
Yes. We pride ourselves in service.
Yours do because if you get a complaint, you're going to call me, you know, Travis.
Right. No, we do pride ourselves in service.
People call me all the time. They complain about people all the time. I have a meeting next week with the guy's got a reverse mortgage from another competitor. And he told us some stuff that, really? I don't think they do that. So they're going to be foreclosed upon.
Mm.
And I said, I have a hard time believing that. So I want to see some documentation. I want to see what they did. But it's very sad. There are some people out there. I mentioned in one of my other shows that because the interest rates went up last year, a lot of the regular mortgage guys are getting into the reverse mortgage business. And they're not experienced. They're not trained. They're out for the commission. Service-wise, as soon as you get the loan, they're gone. I hate to say that. But there are a lot of good agents I know that I refer regular mortgages to. But just, I just forewarn you guys, be careful. Mm-hmm. And if you have any complaints about any of them, give me a call. So yeah. Anyway, yeah, what else? Changes for 2025.
The change for 2025, that's pretty much the main changes for 2025. The big thing the is cap. That it's going to cap to $2,000.
Wow.
So what I do to tell my clients that they are in the coverage gap and the catastrophic levels this year, what I do tell them is, hey, you know, you just got to hold on. 2024, you just got to bite the bullet for 2024. But then 2025, at least that's going to be a good thing to look forward to. Yeah, yes. There's something to look forward to. Just got to, you know, bite the bullet for this year, 2024 coming up. But then 2025, that's late at the end of the tunnel. That would be a good thing because the cost for medications will be brought down. Yeah, because I thought our agents, that's where we're bogged down a lot, is helping our clients help them find cheaper medications or help them see if we can get manufacturers discounts as well. We're just trying to help. Maybe they can qualify for low-income subsidy. Hmm. Yeah, those kind of things we're trying to help out. There's even ways you can order some things from Canada as well.
From Canada?
Sometimes, depending on the medications.
Hmm. Okay.
And then, so another change they're making in 2026, I don't know, you heard in the news, they had the first 10 prescription drugs they're trying to bring down in cost. And that's true. They are talking about those drugs, the drugs like Eliquis, Xarelto, Januvia, Farxiga, Entresto, even Novolog. So those are some of the medications that they are talking about bringing down in cost, the 10 drugs. But the only thing is that's not going to go into effect until 2026.
Those are all the ones you see in commercials.
Correct. Those are all the ones you see in commercials. You should get these medications. Those are all the ones that probably cost you around $1,000 or so.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And oh that's why they're trying to make sure that
that's
those
why they market
down
so
in
much,
price.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wow. I didn't know it was that much. Eliquis is very popular.
Yes.
Xarelto. You see all those commercials. Again, I mean, we know how to pronounce it. We don't know how to spell it, but we know how to pronounce those. Like, wow. You see quite a bit. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else?
So that's those are the main changes in 2026 that we know of. And then you just got to know every year they do change, the plans do change. In October, you can talk about, look at the new plans. And what our agent, we do, we always make sure our current clients are aware of the changes. So in October, that's when we talk to our current clients about these are the changes going on. We invite them to our workshops. We even have our meetings virtually for those that don't want to go into our conference rooms because we have them all over, Alamon Hotel, Pro Country Club, Philcom Centers, even the Big City Diner in Kailua. We do have our meetings over there for our current clients. And also, we do have meetings over there during AEP, October 15th to December the 7th, talking about
those. But how do
we
know what days, what times?
We can go to our website. We're going to have them listed, our various locations and times that we're going to be around. One good thing about that, during October 15th to December 7th, we do have different carriers we talk about all one time. So you just have to go to one location. And some of them, we have four carriers talked about in one day.
What day is that?
It's all over.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We have all over.
So as insurance brokers, you guys have them all pretty much, except for Kaiser, right? Kaiser is kind of a standalone because they have their own network,
yep.
Right?
We don't have Kaiser, and we didn't do HMSA just because HMSA at that time, they wanted to have exclusivity. And so we did not want to give exclusivity to them. And so that's why we gave up that, because we wanted to be brokers, represent everything, not just only one.
Yeah. And I know HMSA, a lot of them have state and city workers, which is, you wouldn't recommend leaving them anyway, right? Because they have one of the better plans.
Yeah, the state and city retirees, they have very good plan. They have, in my eyes, a really good plan. People probably were laughing at them when they were working because their income was not that great. But now they got the last laugh in my eyes because they have a really good plan.
And it covers the spouse.
It covers their spouse. The old plan covers the spouse, not the new plan. My wife is working. She's under the new plan. It doesn't cover me when she retires.
Yeah, so since you're on that topic, you know, you have that slide. Can you pull up that slide?
Which one?
About income. So your Medicare premiums are based off of income.
Correct.
So again, you give some basic, like 97 and below, 97,000 and below is how much?
Correct. So this is we only have the numbers for 2023. Yeah, 2024, maybe they'll probably bring them out, probably maybe ending of November, around November or so, I know let me see the new numbers coming out. But for this year, 2023, look at your tax returns 2 years ago. So for 2023, this year, looking at your tax returns in 2021. And then they look at, depending on how you file, if you file as a single, then your income is over $97,000 or if it's under $97,000, and then for a single, or under $194,000 for a couple, then you will pay $164.90 for your Medicare Part B premiums for 2023. Okay.
And then you have,
if you make above $97,000 as a single, or above $194,000 as a couple in 2021,
up for, to, wait, for up 2020, to.
Then you will pay more. And it all goes up until, it all depends on your income.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's say,
so you, there's
let's
different,
say,
different
say you
brackets.
Make $153,000.
Okay, and you file as a single?
Yeah.
You file $153,000 and you file as a single, then you're going to be in the third bracket. Yeah. So there's the first one is going to be
$129 a month.
So you're going to be $325.70 a month. And
that's
then
like
also,
double the cost of Medicare if
correct.
You make under $97,000.
Yes, because if they say if you make under above $97,000 as a single or above $194,000 as a couple, you could afford to pay more for your Medicare Part B premiums. And granted, yes, all those people that I do see, they do make above, they do shake their head like, oh, I gotta pay this much. But they know they can afford it.
I see.
And then also you gotta know that it also is gonna be more for your Part D as in David premiums as well. If you do have a drug plan, you will pay for your more for your drug plan as well.
Okay. And so
But that's only for that 1 year. The next year, if your income
go
is
back
not
two
as
years,
high,
right?
Yes.
So does that go, like I have a friend of mine, he's 66. His wife asked me this question after one of our games. She said, you know, Bob here only makes $1,200 a month Social Security, but he has real estate. So you had mentioned to me that you can have one home, one car, and make under a certain amount of income for the dual eligible, right? With a Medicaid, Medicare, right?
And the low-income subsidy.
And low-income subsidy, right?
Yes.
However, if he has rental property, he would kick him out, right?
Rental properties will probably kick him out for the low-income subsidy as well as the as well as Medicaid. But he still might, but that won't make his premiums higher for the Part B premiums.
Because the net income would be off their just schedule C or E, right? Net income.
Because they're only looking at the premiums for the Part B and the part, they're only looking at your income. They're not looking at your assets. You're only looking at your assets if you're looking at applying for low-income subsidy or Medicaid.
But when it comes to subsidy or Medicaid, you look at everything.
Correct.
So if you have one home, million, 2 million, 3 million, whatever, it's okay. It's just if you have other property.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should tell the wife to put the property in her name. And then he would qualify. But yeah, guys, nobody ever thought about it back in the day. But these premiums can add up. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I know a lot of hospital workers, and even the hospitals don't give them free medical, do they, when they retire?
Yes, actually, a lot of hospitals, they probably don't have any kind of plans. And so it depends on if they work for medical, they might have to find their own kind of plans.
A hospital. I would think if you work for a hospital, they would give you free insurance for the rest of your life, but that's not true.
Yes.
It's kind of sad. If I was negotiating like contract, like auto workers, when they were many years ago, then when they're renewing the contract, they wanted more money in the retirement plan so they wouldn't go bankrupt. They had to put like $6 billion into a separate account just to make sure that their retirement plan will be there during 20, 30, 50 years from now. Because I was thinking, don't quote me on this, guys, I think it was General Motors. There were more people retired on their plans than active workers.
No.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's why sometimes for the state of Hawaii, I do see, I think that the retirees, because they have very good benefits, sometimes I'm looking at my wife's premiums, she's paying for her medical, the current workers are paying for the retirees.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I know they changed it many years ago, but you know that was smart then, but now it's really a big part of our budget. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, what else can we cover? We have a few minutes left.
Basically, I just want to make sure that you guys are aware of the various different kind of plans out there. There's various plans out there. There's plans for people with Medicare, Medicaid. I know one good thing that the state of Hawaii did do is they made those people on Medicare, Medicaid get automatically enrolled into whatever plan they had the Medicaid with. They get them with the dual special needs plans. That's just the Medicare Advantage plan for those with Medicare and Medicaid. They give them that dual special needs plans automatically. Only thing is sometimes their Medicaid plan might not be that the dual special needs plan they automatically enrolled in them might not be fit them best. So So that's where sometimes we can educate them about the various plans out there, make sure they have a the dual special needs plan that they do like if they do have Medicare and Medicaid. There's also some other plans that have secondary coverage as well. So there's a thing called an MA-only kind of plan.
Secondary coverage.
Yes. So they, maybe they retired from the TRICARE for Life, VA. Thank you for your service. They do have good benefits on there, but we can also have plans that can work with those kind of plans. TRICARE for Life, VA, CHAMP VA, as well as even some people with secondary coverage from the group retiree plans.
Gym memberships, hearing aid, routine chiropractic. So when you say gym membership, what do you mean by 24-hour fitness?
There's ones at 24-hour fitness, ones with CURS, ones with YMCAs, ones with the Croc Centers. They even have Google Vegas. They have memberships to the Lifetime Fitness. The Lifetime Fitness, really? $150 a month over there. You can go to those and pay zero. Those are on the mainland though.
Because you know one thing I was talking about at our workshop in the Realities of Aging workshop, I talk about healthy aging, and you know I think getting in the water is one of the best things you can do because you're buoyant. You're not stressing out your joints, and you just got to move the body.
Correct.
They have a lot of great programs for water exercise. Aerobics, I'm sure a lot of them do aerobics, Zumba, and rolling if they have rolling. And then, of course, Pilates. And they even have chair yoga for people that can't get up and about.
There's even Tai Chi things and things as
well. Oh, Tai Chi is the best known for fall prevention.
Yes.
Guys, do the Tai Chi.
Yes.
For younger guys, maybe harder because we did a Tai Chi session for Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society. Oh gosh, 6, 7, 8 years ago at one of the senior centers. Had about 50 of us there, members. Mm-hmm. And so they brought in somebody to do Tai Chi, somebody from the YMCA. I think it was Tony from the YMCA. And you know, even I had a hard time, but then of course I was like 50 something, 58, 55 or 56. And I had a hard time slowing my body and my mind down. So I looked at my friend Hope on my right side, goes, "Hope, stop looking at your phone." She's looking at her phone. Phone's on the ground. She's doing this motion. She's looking at her phone like, come on. She goes, "Percy, it's really hard. I got stuff to do. And it's really hard to slow down." But guys, it is really important to slow down.
Correct.
You know,
I even had one of my clients, I just signed her up. She said, "Oh, you know, she lives in Kailua. She knows my parents live in Kailua." She said, "No, you know what? I can pick up your parents and take them to my Tai Chi class."
No, you should.
Only $20 a month.
You should. They need a partner. They need a partner.
Correct.
Yeah. If you need it's always good to have a partner to work out with because, you know, you don't let your partner down. Your partner doesn't let you down. And someday you don't get up, you don't feel like it, but you just got to go, mm-hmm. right?
Correct. Exercise is not a thing you like to do, but it's a thing that it's good to do. And usually for me, I like to exercise in the morning time usually or right after dinner. Either those times I like to do. Sometimes if you do both, that's great.
Good. Okay, what else?
Another thing is they do have those street plans. Everyone knows about the Medicare Advantage. They have the HMO, PPO plans. Those are the ones that we know as street plans, Medicare Advantage with prescription drug plans. And those ones are pretty good. Those ones you probably get bombarded with phone calls and mailers, so you kind of know about all of those ones as well, okay, with the Medicare Advantage plans, the street plans. But one thing I also want to make sure you guys are aware of, there's also Medicare supplemental plans, which people not really marketed towards as much, but people Medicare supplemental plans are still good for some people that want to go to the mainland, maybe have a second home over there, or maybe even those that want to see the best and the best in the mainland, or if they're very unhealthy, don't qualify for Medicaid, is another reason why I would look into a Medicare supplemental plan as well.
Good.
Only thing is in Hawaii, not as much people do Medicare supplemental plans just because we're surrounded by water. So because we're surrounded by water, Pacific Ocean, just can't drive to the best doctor or hospital just because we can't do it. We have to fly. And so if you have to fly, a lot of times people might not be able to have a second home or someone to stay. Maybe they have to get an Airbnb after surgeries. And so that's why it's a little more difficult for that. But, you know, Medicare supplemental plans is a thing that people look at as well, but it's not just highly marketed to people in Hawaii especially.
So, guys, a lot of information, a lot of numbers, a lot of facts, a lot of resources here that Travis has given you. Travis, what's the best way to contact your office?
You can just contact our office. Located, it's 808-792-5194 is our office number. We do have three office girls that can help assist you guys as well. So we do have three office girls that can help assist you, as well as we do have many agents that can help assist you in various areas.
And also various languages as well.
As well as various languages as
very,
well.
Very, very important, because you don't want to get anything lost in translation. And of course, Financial Benefits has a website, and the website is?
FBIHI.com.
And if you have friends in Nevada, Las Vegas, Houston, Utah.
We're actually contracting all the Western, a lot of the Western states as well, just because we do know that people do move. Just that we don't have offices in those states, but we do have, we are contracted in the pretty much most of the states that people do move to.
And if you want to read more articles from Financial Benefits, go to our website, generations88.com. And all you got to do is type in Financial Benefits Insurance, and it'll pull up all the articles.
Yes.
And don't forget, this show will be on our website in about a week. So I know there was a lot of numbers tossed out of there. But please pass on all this information as we get into Medicare enrollment period. So Travis, thank you very much. I did want to mention, unfortunately, you don't have Netflix, and I love Netflix. I have Amazon. I have Apple. I have all of them. Watch or find Living to 100. George, have you seen that one yet? Living to 100 is a four-part series with Dan Buechner. And he started a research project called Blue Zones over 20 years ago. And it's how to live to 100. And he went to different areas of the world to learn, and he detailed out why and how people are living to 100. And interesting fact, because the younger people today aren't like our greatest generation, with all these studies that were done 20 years ago with all the people that were 100, Okinawa's age is dropping because the younger people are not doing what their parents did. Mm. And more fast food today and social media today. It's interesting. But they have a Blue Zones program here, by the way. I've been to that. Very good. It's about how to live longer. And great news. Also on KITV channel, was it channel 4? We just started last night what's called the show Golden Bachelor.
The senior bachelor guy. I read about that one.
We watched it last night. One of my wife's favorite shows, The Bachelor. Also, I'm going to show some videos at our next workshop. I always talk about The Bucket List. Great, great movie. And I just found a website that has different segments of, little movie clips of different parts of the movie. And also, don't forget our realities of aging. And also, if you want more information about reverse mortgages, the best website to go to is smartreverse.com. So, Travis, thank you very much. We'll see everybody at our next workshop, Wednesday at Big City Diner. As always, everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It's free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ihara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988 and at the age of 42 got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ihara. Call him at 808-234-3117, NMLS 582-944.